small that lies ahead of me today. I don't want to don an identity yet. I want to stay in the womb of my covers a little longer. It's remarkable that when the Father declares at Jesus' baptism, "This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased," Jesus hasn't yet done much of anything that many would find impressive. He hasn't yet healed anyone or resisted Satan in the wilderness. He hasn't yet been crucified or resurrected. It would make more sense if the Father's proud announcement came after something grand and glorious, the triumphant moment after feeding a multitude, or the big reveal after Lazarus is raised. But after hearing about Jesus' birth and a brief story about his boyhood, we find him again as a grown man at the banks of the Jordan. He's one in a crowd, squinting in the sun, sand gritty between his toes. The one who is worthy of worship, glory, and fanfare spent decades in obscurity and ordinariness. As if the incarnation itself is not mind-bending enough, the incarnate God spent his days quietly. A man who went to work, got sleepy, and lived a pedestrian life among average people. Jesus emerges from water a commoner, wet and messy-haired, and suddenly, the Spirit of God shows up, and the deep mystery of the universe